against me. The world thought the heights were too high to climb, but people from Missouri never incensed me. Oh, I wasn't a bit concerned, for from history I had learned how many, 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 many times the worm had turned. Christopher Columbus, when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me, warning you, said I was reaching for. But oh, you came through, now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never would be happy. They laughed at us and how.
Friend Robert Hicks at the piano and singing, and a fine group with him, trumpeter Graham Young, rather sensational, and Chuck Flores on drums. Yeah, they all laughed. We opened up the proceedings with the great Richard Groove Holmes and Joe Pass on guitar. Beautiful swinging opening. My name is Charles de Grief, and I'll be here for 2 hours just having a ball, and I hope to transmit this through the airwaves to you, and I hope you will enjoy it too. We are going to now switch to the fabulous group of Stan Getz in the 1950s, I would say 1955, 57. He is a pianist, by the way, by the name of John Williams. Now, that's the same John Williams who wrote all the movie music that you can think of for all the great, famous movies, the space movies and whatever. John Williams, the conductor of the Boston Pops for a long time. Then just an almost unknown little jazz pianist. Well, you're going to have him play on the coming track with Bob Brookmeyer standing by, the whole thing. Flamingo. Thank you. Stan Getz, of course, and as I said, John Williams on piano, the great Bob Brookmeyer. What a fabulous group that thing can groove all afternoon for me. The man on the drums, Frank Izzola, and an excellent bass player I had never heard of, Bill Anthony. God, they feel each other like a very fine-tuned Mercedes-Benz. Now, that was, of course, Flamengo. I wanted to jump in here to introduce you to another new voice. I don't hear her on the station here, and I don't hear her anywhere else on the radio, if you know what I mean. East of the Sun, done by Stacey Kent. Now, she's from England, although she sounds American. Her husband is the man on the tenor or the clarinet. Excellent guitarist by the name of Colin Oxley. Let's listen.
Of the sun and west of the moon, we'll build a dream house of love, dear, near to the sun in the day, near to the moon at night. We'll live sun and west of the moon, dear, east of the sun and west of the moon.
How about that? Stacey Kent, her name is, from England. She already has a couple of CDs on the market, so check it out if you like that sound. Especially with the with her own group, her own quartet. Let's have some fun with some real piano jazz. Here we go.
Thank you.
That's fun. I don't know who they are. I don't know how far back I picked that up, somewhere on either a cassette or some kind of a broadcast. I don't know. It is a piano trio, three guys. They really know what they're doing. I found a new baby, of course, and a lot of rhythm. Beautiful. Okay, let's make room for the president, Lester Young. Thank you. That's a magic group. Not real up-to-date swinging sound. This was in during the war, 1941, in London. And it was Stefan Grappelli, who, when the war broke out in 39, it was September, the first week of September 39, the Hot Club of France, Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli and the boys, were caught in London. And Django was very homesick. He belongs in his little village on the in the French countryside. And whatever it took, he was going to catch the last boat from England back to France. But Stefan had found his groove in London and liked it there. It was very classy. It was rather chic. He played in the Savoy. He was well off. He stayed there. And then later on in 41, he formed this group, and his pianist was a blind fella from the poorhouse somewhere, by the name of George Shearing. One of the first recordings of George, and it's altogether very interesting. Before that, we started with Lester Young and his pianist, also famous, Nat King Cole. Now, we're ready for Dave and Becky.
You smell so good, like the scent of sweet spring flowers, kissed by April's tender showers, and I'd do the same for hours. You smell so good, you're as fresh as ocean spray, dear, or a spicy autumn day, dear, and I love you just that way, dear. Sweetheart, you smell so good, you leave me weak, I'm so breathless I can't speak, every time we're snuggled cheek to cheek. You smell so good, like a ball of circus candy, or the fine bouquet of brandy or tea. Oh, baby, you smell so good to me. Da-da-da. So good. What's that aftershave you're wearing? Don't you think it's kind of daring? But it's really got me caring. You smell so good. How I love that aphrodisia. Makes me want to hug and squeeze ya, or do anything to please ya. Darling, you smell so good. You make me flip. Let's arrange that wedding trip. When the preacher says dig, I'll say I'm hip. Oh, 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 you smell so good, like a garden full of roses, and to think this treat for noses is free. Oh, baby, you smell so good to me. Thank you.
Yes. The great Woody Herman, Fourth Herd or Third Herd. This was 1946. And that's when the big stars were in there. First of all, the first time that a bass player really pushed the band and you could hear every note he played, Chubby Jackson. May he rest in peace. The man on the trombone, of course, a great hero, Bill Harris, and on tenor, always, Flip Phillips. Your Father's Mustache. And before that, we had the great privilege of listening to Dave Frischberg and Rebecca Kilgore. And You Smell So Good. I think that it's one of the best piano tracks of solo Dave here on record. Fabulous boy. You want to talk to me? 231-8187. That's the number here. I'm live. I sit here until 2 o'clock. 231-8187. And 503 in front of it, of course. And now we are going to the movies. And we are going to do... I don't know. Just listen. all them. That is a lot of fun. That is the soundtrack or the music made for a great movie, a lot of fun movie called Sweet and Low Down. The story of the American Django Reinhardt. And now, that was a Woody Allen movie, and of course he gets the best, his best friends there to play the music. Dick Hyman on piano, Howard Alden on guitar, fabulous trumpet player, name is Byron Stripling. Ken Poplawski, of course, on clarinet, and so on. And Joel Helleny on trombone. Now, if you cannot stand Sean Penn, although he did a good job in playing the guitar or and the entire movie, we just happen to like the guy. I don't know. He may read the phone book for us. So we took the movie and the music. But if you just want the music, buy the CD. It's a lot of fun. Sweet and Low Down jazz as it used to be. And here is one wild pianist. Rita Reis and her husband and the guitarist Wim Overgo. We are in Laren, Holland. And that was a two-for-one tribute to my friend George Fendel, who does so often the double exposure thing. And that, of course, is I Get a Kick Out of You. Before that, also, I Get a Kick Out of You in a very interesting arrangement by a giant pianist. Very little hear of him. Adam Makovich. Unbelievable. He has, of course, he has the rapidity of Art Tatum, and he has the taste of George Shearing, and I could go on and on. Anyway, the drummer, incidentally, with Rita was Klook, Kenny Clark, visiting from Paris, sitting in with them. It's a lot of fun. My phone number is 231-8187, and I am standing by with something. Oh, yes, yes, I know what it is now. 231-8187. If you have a request, hey, let's talk about it. Here is George's and mine's favorite trumpet player. Thank you. Yeah, he has the licks of a lot of licks from the bird. Could you close the door, please? Thank you. And that was Frank Morgan. Beautiful rendition of Embraceable You. And interesting, just one piano. Barry Harris. Very tastefully done. And before that, the great and late Clifford Brown, brownie with strings. And well, that was Richie Powell on piano. But that very, very enjoyable stuff. Here is, talking about pianist, here is about the only bearable recording of Bill Evans that I have in on my racks. And this one is going to swing, which is unusual, but a lot of fun. Thank you.
Pitter-pats through my brain, so darn persistent, the day drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning and hangs around me all day. I'll have to sneak up to it someday and speak up to it. I hope it listens when I say, fascinating rhythm, you've got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, I'm all a quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm always shaking just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun, start a hopping, never stopping, to find at night no work has been done. It didn't matter, but now you're doing wrong when you start to patter. I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the gal I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, oh won't you stop picking on. So unhappy. Won't you
take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the gal I used to be. Fascinating rhythm.
This is KBOO Portland, 90.7 on your FM dial. Your listener-supported, non-commercial spot on the FM band, bringing you luncheon jazz on. That, of course, was Ella Fitzgerald. Ever heard of Hendrik Mürkens? Hendrik is going to... he plays the harmonica, the harp, as some blues musicians call it, the harmonica. And he is going to take the place, most probably, of my friend Jean-Toots Tielemans. Here with the guitarist who almost was over the hill, Mundell Lowe. A nice combination, just listen.
Thank you.
So tasty. Yeah, what a guy. That, you know, body and soul on tenor. You think of Coleman Hawkins, but that could take its place real easily. Dude Sims, of course. And with him, Jimmy Rolls, who must have recorded Body and Soul about 7 times. And so I find him in a little dive in Hollywood, and my hero, there he is playing, stumbling. And so I ask if he could play Body and Soul for me. And he's one of these stand-up comedians. And he had to go on the microphone and tell that that was the first tune that Miss Smith had taught him, whatever that meant. And then he played it for me. He played only about something like 20 bars, and then he was through. Yeah, and before that, Body and Soul by Hendrik Merkens on harmonica with Mundell Lowe on a fabulous guitar, still sounding great. That's a nice album. And of course, you don't know whether whether Mundell can hold up any longer, but we sure hope so. What are we going to do now? Oh, yes, yes, number one here, Nat King Cole, and Swinging Like Crazy. Thank you.
Cats creep across my path until I'm almost mad. I must have aroused the devil's wrath, 'cause all my luck is bad. I make a date for golf, and you can bet your life it rains. I try to give a party, but the guy upstairs complains. I guess I'll go through life just catching colds and missing trains. Everything happens to me. I'd never miss a thing. I've had the measles and the mumps, and every time I play an ace, my partner always trumps. I guess I'm just a fool who never looks before she jumps. Everything happens to me. At first my heart thought you could break this jinx for me, that love would turn the trick to end despair. But now I just can't fool this heart that thinks for me. So I've mortgaged all my castles in the air. I've telegraphed, I've phoned, I sent an airmail special too. Your answer was goodbye, and there was even postage due. I fell in love just once, and it had to be with you. Everything happens to me. first my heart thought you could break this jinx for me. That love would turn the trick to end despair. But now I just can't fool this head that thinks for me. So I've mortgaged all my castles in the air. I have telegraphed, I have phoned, I sent an airmail special too. Your answer was goodbye, and there was even postage due. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Oh, everything happens to me.
Naturally. Earl Garner, and one of the few times that he is not grooving along, and Don't Worry About Me. Yes, one of the very early recordings. Before that, the only people that I would bring back for a second time on one show, and that would be Rebecca Kilgore and Dave Frischberg, and their rendition. And let me see. Now, before that, Nat King Cole. I have a guy here who can play just like Earl Garner. A lot of fun. Dudley Moore. You know Arthur, the drunk Arthur on the movies, Dudley Moore? He can do it. And let me try to prove this to you.
Lucky day, you know that one, baby. I can't give you anything
You can barely hear me because a man is here. Oh, yeah, there it is. His name is G.R. Mondros, beautiful tenor man. And the guitarist is from Belgium. And his name is René. And that's my goodbye. And Jimmy is standing right behind me and ready to jump in here. So have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.